jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big bang hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust, 'cause when big bang does a hoedown,
boink,
it really kicks up some dust.
Boink.
Wee, wee.
Moo.
My bad.
Yeah!
Rough. Look at all this chicken on this sandwich, Mike.
Meow.
Big Ben time, Danny.
Moo.
Moo.
It's been several months, maybe more than a year, since I ranked the Pop-Tart flavors on these very airwaves.
Boy, that was such a day.
Such controversy.
Top three Pig Pen of all time.
You know, I think that was in the summer or fall.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Really? During COVID stuff?
Well, yeah. Well, Gosh. Bob was on the air.
Oh, yeah, okay. I definitely was here.
I have no perspective when it comes to history
I think
on this
it won.
Show anymore.
Pretty sure it won a Grammy, if I
yeah.
remember right.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
What year is this?
Well, it got me to thinking. I don't know what brought this up. I was thinking about prizes in breakfast cereals. Now, I grew up, and I know you two guys were about the same age, that we all grew up in the golden age of prizes in your breakfast cereal. And back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, it wasn't just some little lick on the paper and put the tattoo on your arm. Sometimes it was, but man, there was some damn good stuff in your cereal box back in the
day.
Okay,
first question I have, do they still do that?
That I don't know, because much like you guys, I don't buy box cereal anymore.
Do you cereal's still a player in your house, right?
It is, and it's led to my latest weight cut. Some call it a diet.
Cereal only?
Weight cut.
No, I think cereal is probably a really good reason why I gain a few pounds here and there.
Eating like 8 bowls of Super Sugar Smacks a day?
It's really good.
It's really good. Have you found prizes at the bottom?
No, apparently what I eat, Honey Nut Yos and Frosted Mini Wheats,
okay,
and
so
things like that.
You're eating the adult sugar cereals.
Probably, yes.
Now, the kids' sugar cereals are the ones with lots of cartoons and stuff that...
They go too
those
far.
Those are the ones that have the prizes. And I can vividly remember some of the prizes that I got. Two that come to mind. There was one cereal, and I don't remember what it was, but it had a Jackson 5 record on the back. Like, when you got the box, you could cut out the box and you put it on your turntable
and it would play.
It sounded pretty good. The other one that I remember...
Wasn't the record in a square, though? You know what I'm saying? The cutout was a square, but there was a circle record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a square, and you put your needle on, and it played just like a record and sounded... It would play out of your damn turntable. And one that I remember had nothing to do with breakfast cereal, but it was my favorite... prize that came with kids' food. And man, I was really little, and I shouldn't remember this, but I do, but it was the little rubber band powered moon car that came with a jar of Tang. And I think
that's what the astronauts drink.
And I think it even glowed in the dark, and it came like taped to the jar.
Yeah.
And it was this thing, and you'd snap the wheels in, and you'd roll up the wheels, and it was propelled by a rubber band, and you put it on the ground, and it'd shoot across the kitchen floor.
I remember, sorry to interrupt.
No, I've got some audio that I want to get
to.
So.
You brought back some memories, though, of me and my sister and my dad. So my dad was a big cereal hound, too. So every day, from the age of probably 4 until high school, it was cereal every day for me and my sister.
Sure.
Every day. And, until you got to a point where you didn't care about the toy, what we would do is you would open up the new box of cereal and you would jam your hand down.
Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Or get a giant bowl and pour it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pour it back in.
And like you would, try to guess. So you're on one, your arm is on one side of the box.
And meanwhile, the Cheerios are flying out the other end. And then eventually.
And your hands, you're picking boogers and stuff and shoving your hand down there.
My mom would say, look, you don't get the prize until you eat all the cereal.
Yes.
Because sometimes.
Right.
And maybe in other houses, this was a problem. But kids would get the prize and then not eat the cereal. I'm like, not eat the cereal? What are you, a communist?
My dad, though, when he caught me and my sister, and we would take boxes of cereal and run to the other room trying to hide, because my dad would be like, get your damn hands out of the cereal.
That was a problem. Well, I went on YouTube to see if I could find some of these commercials of toys that I remembered, and I picked a few that I'd like to play for you now. This first one was, and man, the amount of money.
Promoting a toy?
The amount of money that these General Mills and Purina and Nabisco and whatever the companies were that made cereals.
Purina's for dogs,
yeah,
right?
They did human food, too. Wow. Ralston Purina Company, they would make commercials specific to the prize that they had in the cereal to promote to get kids to eat more cereal,
yeah,
which blew my mind. This one I definitely remember. This one came out around Halloween, and it was the toy was for those wax lips that you would get.
Oh,
and you'd, and this was right around Halloween, and of course it was the monster cereals. Check this out.
Count Chocula.
And Frankenberry.
Coming your way.
How about a
monster
for breakfast
today?
Frankenberry has strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
And Count Chocula has chocolatey marshmallows.
Part of this called
nutritious breakfast.
No, it's not.
Something free lurks in Monster Cereal. Will it make you handsome? Charming? Specially marked boxes of Monster Cereals, no. Inside one of these free wax lips, fangs, or mustaches, they just uncover the real you.
Wax lips?
Yeah, in the box of cereal. I remember getting that, and I always, like, chewed mine up.
Yeah.
Chew it into a wad of wax. I don't know why.
Right, right.
These kids.
And then this was one that I definitely remember. It was for a one of those, like, Super Balls, but it was clear and had little crystals in it, and
it came with
Super Sugar Crisp. I mean, you remember Super Sugar Crisp?
Loved
their mascot
it.
Was like a hip bear that wore like a turtleneck sweater.
Yeah.
And I think he might have been black.
Was he?
Like, he was kind of...
I feel like he was akin to Kool-Aid Man. Like, oh, yeah.
You tell me what you think. Okay. I think Super Sugar Bear might have been African-American.
All right.
Look it, gang. You get a crystal ball free and post Super Sugar Crisp. A crystal ball with a big, big bounce. Look what you can do with it. Crystal ball with a big, big bounce. Big bounce, big bounce. Free and Super Sugar Crisp. Collect them. Take a look inside and you can see it all with a free crystal ball. Get your crystal ball with a big, big bounce. Free, free, free and Super Sugar Crisp.
Not only did they make a special commercial to promote their crystal ball and your Super Sugar Crisp, they wrote a freaking jingle for it.
I know, and it's kind of cool, but that voice...
Crystal ball.
Yeah, did that test well with the kids?
It doesn't even sound the guy... Okay, it sounds more like Bing Crosby.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Boo, boo, boo. Hello there.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's so... But it seems so cheap, like they got Earl from accounting to come over and sing the song.
Can you sing a couple bars for our cereal?
Yeah, Super Sugar Crisp. Boo, boo, boo.
I mean, those had to have been just slapped together.
I loved Super Sugar Crisp.
Yeah, it was pretty
good.
It
would get real soggy, though.
Yeah,
like, but I loved
it. I'm still into it, maybe.
What's wrong with you?
Sugar's good.
Sugar's good. There's a positioning statement. We all remember Honeycomb.
Sugar yum.
We all remember Honeycomb, the Honeycomb Hideout.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this toy I was obsessed with, and I wanted all 50 of them because they were every state's license plate.
Oh, yeah.
And this was in the 80s, and you would put them on the back of your bike. I remember mine, I had a New Jersey license plate, and they said something clever in the lettering. But check out the Honeycomb ad for their license plate prize.
They're here. From across all 50 states, the 1986 miniature license plates, free inside Honeycomb, Florida, Michigan, and this, the See America plate, which makes you a winner of a dynamite family vacation to fun places from Walt Disney World to Hawaii. Details on specially marked boxes of Honeycomb cereal. Odds of winning 1 in 620,000.
What?
For a free entry, write Honeycomb, P.O. Box 5470, Richland,
Wait!
Maryland.
I didn't know what that meant.
Wait!
If you get yours today, who knows where it might take you tomorrow.
Okay, there was one special plate that if you won that one, then you would get a free trip.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the odds of you getting one license
plate.
You were getting 1 in 600,000.
No, you were going to get a plate no matter what, but if you got the special plate, it meant you and your family of four were going to get to go to, what was it, Disney World or whatever.
You remember the jingle for Honeycomb, right?
Come to the Honeycomb Hideout.
Honeycomb's big.
Yeah. It's not small. No.
Golly.
Honeycomb's got a big, big taste, a big, big taste, and a big, big bite.
Yes.
God, of course I forgot about that.
Danny.
You remember alphabets, right? The letters?
Yes.
They were just,
uh-huh.
They were basically Cheerios. Like sugary Cheerios with letters. I don't even, what was the prize on this one, Mino? What did I say on the cut? Alphabets.
Hot dog?
It wasn't a hot dog. Anyway,
it's a hot dog.
Screw it. We'll just roll the alphabet spot.
There's an adventure in every bowl of alphabets.
Once when I was eating my alphabets, a fierce puppy charged at me.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I ate them. Good thing I had my alphabets. Post-alphabet cereal's part of a balanced breakfast.
What a neat plan. I started it with a terrarium that comes in alphabets. I followed the directions and watched the seeds grow into little plants in about 8 days.
Three different plastic terrariums, one in each specially marked box of alphabets.
I did this.
I can't wait to watch mine grow.
Now, it had a little plastic terrarium, and you would water it, and in like a week, you would, like, I don't know what it was, just some herb or something.
Yeah.
You would grow your own plant in your alphabet's terrarium.
And that always, I did too, and it was always on the back of where my parents' kitchen sink was.
Yes! Right above the sink in the windowsill.
Yes, you would stick it right there, and then every day you'd be like, did it grow? And then, like, it starts to bud just a little bit. You're like, oh. If I could only grow weed like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Then you would eat more. You'd eat more alphabets.
Do they put weed in boxes now for kids?
They should.
You can't put it on your mom's sink, though. That's crazy.
Nah, she wouldn't know.
Now, in my rabbit hole of going down and looking for cereal prize commercials, I stumbled across this cereal, which I don't remember. I know it existed. I should remember, but it wasn't available in Knox City or wherever the hell I was living at the time. But Bob and Ty, this should have been on your breakfast table every morning.
Now, it's here. The excitement, the adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's.
What?
Two rings, these together. For two crunches in every 00. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
And there was C-3PO right in the commercials.
Remember it, but never got it.
C-3POs?
Yeah, now what they were, imagine if you took a Cheerio and another Cheerio and glued them next to each other. Mind-blown C-3POs. What's up?
The Force really is with us, Mom.
The amount of money that George Lucas made in those early years off all that garbage.
Yep. They would put Star Wars on damn near anything after the second and third films.
I swear I remember getting some Evel Knievel-related item out of a cereal box, and I couldn't wait. And all these say in specially marked boxes.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I'm like, well, what? How do I know?
It'll tell you that the prize
toy
is on there.
It'll say prize included or prize inside or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, I barely remember that, but I know for a fact, because did you guys used to go shopping with your mom?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you had to. They're going to leave you at home. And you'd ride in the bottom of the buggy and all that?
Mm-hmm.
And you would always, you would get cereal.
I would push the cart. She would ride.
You would always request that you couldn't get cereal that didn't have the prize. Why would you even buy that
box? What's the point, right?
Yeah. God, I miss cereal.
Were you drawn by any in particular that were your tractor beam?
To cereal?
Yeah, like what did you have to have? Because I definitely, they found one that had me.
I was all flavors. I loved it all.
Loved
from
them
Trix
all.
To Honeycomb.
But the prize.
Oh, the prize. What
the
was
prize,
yours?
I would eat any cereal if it promised me there were Kellogg's 3D baseball cards in there. Because like in 1982 or so, they had the little 3D ones.
Mm-hmm. You turn them and they had that little hologram.
Dave Kingman. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there were several instances where my sister and I, when I may have been 6 and she was 8 or 7 and 9.
You guys would fight over the prize?
We're fighting over the box to get the prize. And our arms are both stuck in the damn box. And like you said, explosion at the bottom. Damn it, Whitney! You know, just,
you both have cereal over your heads.
Right, just for the prize.
The box is now empty.
And I remember my dad specifically saying, that's it. No more cereal with prizes because we were so obsessed with it.
Yeah. I mean,
God, I haven't thought of that in 40 years.
You had me at cereal. Yeah. I don't need a prize, but thank you, 70s and 80s, for the prize. And by the way, the cereal alone was not a balanced, nutritious breakfast. Do you remember what a balance, when they'd show you part of a balanced, nutritious breakfast? And it would be a table set with your bowl of cereal. There would be two slices of toast.
Always with butter.
Yes. A glass of milk, and a glass of orange juice.
Yeah, why do they always include milk and
You've
orange
juice? You've got milk in the cereal. I don't need an extra glass of milk to balance out my nutritional bread. None of that's nutritious.
Did anybody have milk and orange juice every morning?
No, but you definitely knew what a good breakfast must look like for the perfect people.
I know.
Because it's always pictured.
Yeah,
you
I never had a balanced breakfast.
I'm not rocking a couple of slices of toast when I can just have another bowl of alphabets. You're out of your mind.
And get closer to the prize.
No, how frustrated would mom be if she finally buys you Apple Jacks and they last 2 days?
God, I loved Apple Jacks. I loved it all.
Dude, Apple Jacks. So good. All of them are great.
Yeah.
Name a bad cereal. You can't.
I need to get back into it. You had to quit.
I did, but my son got some Apple Jacks past mom recently, and I might have headed over there for a bowl.
Dude, I don't think my kids have had one bowl of cereal in their life. Like, they don't like milk.
Now that I shop at the...
Well, Michael Irvin would just put water in his cereal.
Put some water in it.
Yeah.
Now that I shop at the organic grocery store, they don't even have this stuff. I'm at home eating Choco Chimps. Some gluten-free crap.
Choco Chimps.
I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
All right, that's the pin.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, good stuff. Let's do a little football. Let's talk about the cap. Let's talk about where the Cowboys are next.